One of the stories on Daily Maverick today, which caught my eye, was a story about NGOs calling on Cape Town beachgoers to help clean up debris from a massive nurdles spill. Nurdles, those little things, the raw material used to make plastic. They've been spotted along beaches from Port Elizabeth to Cape Town. It's one of the biggest nurdle spills in quite a long time along the eastern coast. Sarah Morris of Shark Spotters is on the line to us. Sarah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
When did the first of your spotter reports of nurdles come into you?
So about a week and a half ago, we had some sporadic reports, but really a week ago on Wednesday, last Wednesday, suddenly we had massive amounts of nurdles washing up, particularly on the Fishhook and Musenberg beach areas. So it's been about a week now.
Okay. And has it stabilized? Is it continuing to increase?
I don't know. It's really hard to tell because we have big efforts to clean the beach and it's clean. And then the next high tide comes in and just more nurdles wash up. So we anticipate that it will just keep on going like this for at least another week or two, possibly longer, where they just keep coming in with the tides as they're washing up on shore.
And as of this morning, when I read that article, none of the people quoted had any idea as to the exact origin of the nurdles. Has that become clearer during the day?
Not sure about the exact origin in terms of a vessel, but it has been suggested that there was a spill from a vessel in Plettenberg Bay about 2 weeks ago. So no one has come forward and said, yes, it was our vessel that I know of, but that is where basically everybody's saying that they have come from.
And the persistence of these things is testified to by another bit from the article saying the last time we had a big nurdle spill was in 2017 when a container ship was lost during a storm in Durban. That ship was carrying 49 tons of nurdles. We don't know the amount involved in the latest spill. But then here's the key fact. To date, about 10% of that has been cleaned up. So they are difficult to clean up and they hang around for a long time.
Yes, they're incredibly hard to clean up. And if you ask any of the brilliant people who've been down at the beaches collecting them, you sort of collect for a very long time, and then when you've washed them, you find that you only have a small amount because they are just so small and so easy to get lost in the sand. But even from the 2017 spill, they travel such great distances on the currents, and they actually found nurdles washing up in Western Australia from the spill off Durban, and they were able to trace them with their chemical signature. All the nurdles have, each batch has a different chemical signature. So they washed all the way up to Western Australia in 2017. So we can expect to see them along our whole coastline and probably for a long time to come.
And Pete Ryan, who works a lot with plastic in the sea, also told the Daily Maverick that if a bird eats it and excretes it straight away, there's not much of an impact. And the nurdles, when they first go into the sea, don't have much in the way of toxin attaching to them. But the longer they spend in the sea, the more toxins accrete, and then the more problematic they become for any marine life that might ingest them.
Yes, absolutely. And even, you know, larger birds might excrete them straight away, but small fish in the ocean, which are the ones that are most likely to consume them to begin with, you know, it can easily block their digestive tract or just cause issues from the plastic and the microplastics in their stomach, which then obviously join the food chain. So they really, every single nurdle that's collected is important because it does have the potential to injure or kill a marine animal.
And, so it is a request then to anybody who goes out onto a beach over the next while, look down, pick up, and do what with?
Yes, so absolutely. So anybody, particularly over these school holidays, is a brilliant time. Take the kids down. It's one of the rare occasions where people can actually sort of make a tangible difference to marine conservation. Go down to the beach, pick up the nurdles, and then bring them to either a shark spotter site in Fishhook or Musenberg, Komiki Surf Shop or the Two Oceans Aquarium, and we are collecting the nurdles, we are cleaning them, weighing them so that we can quantify the amount of pollution on the coast, and then we're sending them to a plastics factory through, this was organized through the Beach Co-op, to a plastics factory which will turn them into actual plastic products. So rather than just going straight to landfill, they will join the plastic production chain and hopefully be recycled and actually have some use during their lifetime rather than just going straight to landfill.
Thank you very much, Sarah Warris of Shark Spotters. If it's a small civic service that you could perform if you're out on a beach over the next days and weeks.